Shalom Aleichem, welcome everybody as we prepare for Shabbos Parshas Kisisa. And we do so today by offering an Inyan of Machshava from a Baron Cutler and a technical idea from the Gaon from the Gra. Let's start with the Inyan Machshava. We know in this week's Parsha that the Chayefta V'Chayta Ego, the Kayanim, the Levim, take over the mantle of the Bechayrim. The Bechayrim previously would have had the opportunity to work in the Beis HaMikdash. And now that they participated in the Chet HaEgel, it went instead to the Kainim and the Levim. Now the question here that I would ask is, why did it go to the Kainim and Levim? What did they do to deserve it? All they did was not do an Aveira. From not doing an Aveira, if others had not done an Aveira, they also would have been not doing an Aveira. What seems to have happened is others did an Aveira, became ineligible for this chus, so the Mela, they were left behind. The Kainim Levim were left behind. Yet, we find in Yecheskel, in Perek Mem Dalet, Pasuk Tezvav, the Pasuk says, V'akainim ha-Levim b'nei tzadik, esher shamruis m'shmeres mikdashi, the Kainim, the Levim, the descendants of Tzadik, of the Kainim, who kept my Mishberes, when Klai Yisrael sinned at the Egel, so they are the ones that are going to stand in front of me. In other words, really, it's a schus for them. It's not by default. Is this chus ba'amdai that they get the opportunity to do the avodah? And now, Reb Aaron, in the Mishnah Reb Aaron Chelek Aleph on page Lamed Gimel Lamed Dalet, writes that this is really a yesod. It's lav dafka in the case of the Chet HaEgel. He brings by the Meraglim. Actually, it says by the Meraglim that the Gemara says in Bava Basra, Kuf Shechess Amid Beis, Rashi brings it in by the Parsha Samaraglim, Yudalad Lamaches, Malamit Shenotful Chelkom Shemaraglim Ba'aretz, Kalev Ben Yefuneh, and Yeshua Ben Nun got an extra piece of Eretz Yisrael. They got the Chelik of the Maraglim, the Komu Tachteyim, Lechaim, and they took over what they would have had. So Rabbi Aaron says, what's the Bira Dover? Aaron and Yeshua and Kalev deserve what they got, but would they deserve the Eschus? They didn't sin. But because the others did Averis, because they lost their Chelik, the other Tamaraglim lost their Chelik, they get Dafka their Chelik? What does one thing have to do with another? So Reb Aaron comes to explain. He says, it's a Gemara in Chagiga Tezvav. It says, Zacha Tzadik, Neitel Chelkai, the Chelik Chaveira began Eden. The tzaddik is his chelik, and the chelik of the rishonim, the chayiv rasha, the chelik chaveri b'gehenim. Again, Rabbi Aaron says we see that when others in your generation, or others involved in whatever you're doing, do aveiris. If you're strong, so you get their chelik. Amazing. If only six meraglim had sinned, then Kalev and Yeshua would have gotten less. Since ten meraglim sinned, they get more. Why is it that way? Why do you gain from the other person's aveir? So Byron brings two hezbeir. He says they're both true. Number one, because a person who's in an environment where the people around them are sinning has a much greater nisayon, a much greater test to succeed. And therefore, since the sinners make it harder for the correct person. So the godless of Kainim and Levim was that they withstood the test of people around them sinning at the Egel. The godless of Yeshua and Kalev, they withstood the pressure of the others. And the Mela, their schus is equal to what the others lose. Okay? A beautiful thought. But then he says a second point. He says, Tachlis of the Bria is that there should be Torah and Avodas Hashem, that you should be learning, davening and serving Hashem all the time. And for that, there are those who keep the world going. They have kiyum tachlis abriya. They do what needs to be done. If fewer people do it, they divide the schar of Tachlis HaBriyah. In other words, there's a certain set amount of schar for those who learn that keep the purpose of creation going. And the fewer people there are, the more there's a schus. Now, this is an idea I had seen years ago. The idea to learn at a time when people aren't learning. If there's a time in the afternoon, Friday afternoon, that people are not learning, or a time of the Shabbos that people tend not to be learning as much. Someone learns then, the schus is greater. There's a certain amount of schus in Tachlis HaBriyah all the time. I'd seen this in the Ben Ishchai and Ben Yehuda. So there's a certain number of malachim who sort of process the schusim of those who are learning. And when you learn and other people are not learning, you have so much more that gets, so to speak, processed. So this is really is a hiras for people to be careful that besides their regular siddur when everyone's learning, to take a time that people are not dafka learning, let's say at midnight, how many people are learning? A handful of people are learning a mishmer. Then, midnight, pull out a sefer and learn then because it's an extra schus. This is the idea of Rav Aaron, and he says, because they served HaKadosh Baruch Hu at a time that it was needed, and there were so many not serving Hashem, they chapped around the schus that Klal Yisrael, the whole Klal Yisrael would have been doing. Whatever was not doing it, they chapped around the schus. Let me move to a technical idea, but an important one. The most common word in the Torah is the word S. Aleph, Tav. In Kisisa, Periklam, and Beis, Pasuk Gimel, V'yisparku kol ha'am es nizmei hazav. The people took off the jewelry, the golden jewelry for the eagle. What does it mean, es nizmei hazav? I think the. And he says, no. Es nizmei kamai min nizmei. Because the word v'yisparku means they became yisparku. They became without jewelry. Min nizmei, because the nizmei hazav had been removed. Like b'tseisi esoir. Moshe Rabbeinu said, when I leave the city, b'tseisi min ha'ir. What Rashi's saying is that es sometimes means im. Doesn't always mean it. B'reishis bara lakim es ha'shamayim doesn't mean from. But sometimes es means the, and sometimes it means from. That is contradicts our rule that there are no real synonyms in Lashon Kodesh. And yet Rashi says es could mean the, and es could mean from. So I'd like to share with you the Dikduke HaGra. The Gra is in the beginning of Bereshis on the first Pasuk. And it's a technical word, but it's an important idea. A technical word, an important idea about the most common word in the Torah. Now, the Hagdama is that most root words are not two letters. They're three letters. In other words, there are few, some Rishonim hold they are none, two-letter Shrushim. Everything that appears as two letters really has to be like Shuv, Shev, Sit. The Sherish is Shin, Vav, Vez. The Vav in the middle is called a Nechei HaVav. It's a quiet Vav. It's a Vav that's not needed. But Nishairis is Shin Vav Veis. They are not communists that are not nogeya to today's discussion. The Gross says that there are two words that are spelled S. They're not synonyms. They're not truly synonyms. In their root, they're different words. S means the. The Targum is Yos. The. Brezer Alekim, Yos Shemaya, V'Yos Ara. The. When S comes with a suffix, it becomes Oyscha. Oysam, Oysai, which means the Shirish is Aleph Vav Saf. And when the word S appears, it's the Chei HaVav. It's a Vav that's not needed for the pronunciation. We say S or Ace. But when it gets a suffix, the Vav reappears. Oysai, Oyscha, Oysam. The Vav of the Shirish appears, which indicates that that's the Shirish, Aleph Vav Saf. That's when S means the. There's a second word that's spelled S. The Targum is im, is with. Es Yaakov ishu beisebo. They came with Yaakov in the beginning of Sefer Shemais. When there's a suffix, the word becomes itcha, itchem, itai. It's a different word. The Shirish, says the Gain, is aleph tof tof. It's called oisis kful. It's a double ois at the end of the word. There are many words like that. Chayk is really chakak, but the double kuf becomes a single kuf, chayk. Or bar is wheat. It really comes from the shayrish of borar, something chosen out. The wheat is separated from the sheaf. But bar is bar. Zok the Gra. The shayrish of es, what it means im, is really aleph saf saf. Now we have a rule in Dikduk. There's a dogesh chazak. Sometimes a dogesh takes the place of a double letter. So when es means im, it comes itcha, itchem. Ita, ita is with him. It's a different word. And therefore, there are two words spelled aleph saf. One, the shayrish is aleph vav saf, which is oisra, oisa, maisai, means the. And there's another word, aleph saf, which means with, itcha, itchem, itai. Very technical but important word to know. The kuda nifla, the amazing piece of this, in the Sefer Darash Davartai, the wonderful Sefer that introduces Digdok ideas in very understandable words. In Parshas Vayeshev, he says the following. There's a Rashi, a mysterious Rashi. Yisnaklu Oisei Lahem Yisai. The Shvatim were planning to kill Yosef. Rashi says, Yisnaklu Oisei Lahem Yisai, quote, Kamai Itai Imai Kalaimer Elav. Chinese. Itai Imai Kalaimer Elav. Who understands what that Rashi means? There's some of Farsha who say that Rashi has Kabbalistic ideas, Teres HaNistar, because Teres HaNigla doesn't seem to make any sense. Nothing doing. It's a simple Rashi. If you know Digduk, it's a Digduk Rashi. It says, V'yisnaklu, Rashi touched in the previous Rashi, V'yisnaklu, they became tricky people. V'yisnaklu, and they tricked. V'yisnaklu, and they became full of trickery. Oisai. V'yisnaklu oisai. What's oisai? Dr. Rashi, this I say means with him. It's from the Shayrish, Kamai Itai. It really doesn't mean the typical I say. Here it's Kamai Itai. It's a second type of S. The one that turns to Itai, Imai, which the translation is with him. V'yisnaklu Imai, and they became tricky people. Imai Lam Isai, Klaimar Elav. Towards him, in the dealing towards him, they became tricky people. So, kamai itai, as if the tough had a dogesh, which indicates a double tough, which means imai. And kalimer, this pasuk means a love to him. Now, if you took the patience to follow this through, you'll see that it's a beautiful understanding of one of the truths of Teresenu Akadaisha, that the word S appears both ways. And this is the Gizduke Hagra. The Sparkle Kolam Es Nizme Hazav. I look in the English translations. If they say they removed the gold jewelry, it's not like Rashi. The Sparkle, they became, so to speak, undressed from their jewelry. That's the correct translation. And this is an insight into a very common word in the Torah. What we learn from this is that things that seem strange become clear if you know what you're talking about. There are many things that seem strange. When you have a Gemara, don't understand it. Things that seem strange, they become clear when and if you know what you're talking about. An important lesson for Limud HaTorah. And with these two wonderful ideas, I want to wish everybody an absolutely wonderful Shabbos Kodesh, a meaningful Heilige Shabbos.